don't get to be mad about where in our country you're being taken when you came into the country illegally. You don't get to be mad about that, you jerk.
I'm not a bigot, you know, and I believe in immigration. I just believe in legal immigration. I believe in the laws of this country. I believe in this country.
Welcome to another deep dive edition of the Chicks on the Right podcast. Today, before we get started, because Daisy's in a mood and we're going to tell you why. But before we get to the reason for her mood today, we want to remind everybody about our good, good pals at Acre Gold. And the reason we want to remind you about them is because you've probably thought, if you don't invest in gold already, you've probably at least heard some commercials about it or thought about it, and you thought, why should I do that? Well, the reason is because it's always a good idea to have a very diverse portfolio. And so you might have a 401k, you might have IRAs, you might have this and that, but if you don't have a little bit of gold, a little bit of precious metal, you're just not fully diversified. And Acre Gold is a great way to get diversified because they offer a subscription plan. You don't have to shell out a bunch of money at once. You can do a monthly subscription and then you earn the gold and they send it to you in the mail. And it's so, so handy that way. So check them out. GetAcreGold.com/chicks and start investing. It's a great hedge against inflation and against the markets. Just do it.
Yeah, especially when the markets suck. It is a good thing to do. Totally. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right. So what, you're mad?
Well, I saw this article yesterday and it just bothered me. Okay. Because I saw it was on it's New York Post, you know, and this is the thing. Like I read these things and then I'm like, self, why am I just seeing this? Like, I should be getting fed this by our politicians. Like, our politicians should be screaming this up at the top of their lungs and angry about it with me. And I haven't heard anything about this story since I saw it. And it was a 911 recording from a migrant bus. So, like, these migrants are angry. They're upset because they're on a bus to, I don't know, New York. I guess they're heading to New York City. And obviously this hits close to home because I'm in Texas and Governor Abbott is putting migrants, you know, hundreds, not 2 million, but hundreds on, you know, buses to places like DC or, you know, New York City or whatever. So just to give these people just a little bit of a taste of what we're dealing with on such a huge, broader scale, because we're being invaded here in Texas. Places like Arizona and Texas are being literally invaded by migrants. So by illegal immigrants, people who are pouring across our border illegally. So anyway, this individual calls 911 on a cell phone, presumably cell phone. So it makes you like they have.
Do they
a
still
cell
give those out at the border to the illegals?
I don't know where they got the cell phone, because if you're destitute, like, and you have a cell phone, that is like, I have questions about that, right? So they have a cell phone, they call 911, and they're upset. It's in Spanish, so we can't play it because I would imagine that most people who are listening to this podcast can't understand it. But he and a large group of passengers wanted to get off in Tennessee because he said, I'm being held against my will. Well, so he's bitching and moaning about where he's going. He's bitching and moaning about being on this bus. And he's like, our families are waiting for us. They won't let us get off and they're holding us against our will. And he's mad, right?
He's mad about the free transportation.
Right. He's mad about the free transportation. And he's like, he said he was supposed to get off the bus in Chattanooga so he can go to the airport and join relatives already in America. He's like, we are immigrants that are being sent to different places in the U.S. Now the driver is telling us we can't get off until we get to New York. We are being forced to go to New York. I don't understand why. If I was told, I would be getting off in Chattanooga. And so, okay, so this, like, I was enraged by this yesterday because I'm like, you crossed the border illegally. So you broke the law and now you're pissed off because you're not, like, what, being put up at the Ritz or getting, like, some sort of red carpet treatment, which there's a part of me that's mad at this person. But then there's also a part of me, I think a bigger part of me, who's mad because I'm mad at Joe Biden, because Joe Biden is the one who got on the stage. Joe Biden and Kamala both got on a stage during their campaign and they promised these people everything. They promised these people the red carpet treatment. which now these people expect, right? They feel it as though they're entitled to just walk over the border and they're going to get all this free crap. This is what they expect. They expect the handouts. They expect the treatment. They expect all these wonderful things. And then they expect to be treated as if they are legal. And this is what people are, you know, making them think. And they're not. And it's like this weird level of entitlement. And then our side, I think, you know, at least a lot of the people that are in office right now aren't talking about this as much as they should be.
Well, and that's a whole other thing, right? The terrible messaging on the part of our side, where they never capitalize on the things that actually matter to people the most. And going back to this clown that's mad in the 911 call, I think no one puts it better than Jim Carrey when it comes to why this is a problem.
Right.
Stop breaking the law, asshole!
Yeah, I mean, why is this hard? You don't get to be mad about where in our country you're being taken when you came into the country illegally. You don't get to be mad about that, you jerk.
This is the thing. It's like, but this is where we've come to, like, over the past, I don't know, however many years, I don't know, since I was a kid. It used to be that you cross the border and it's like you would be in the shadows. Like, it was something that was, it was bad. You were crossing the border and you were in hiding. Now these people are like calling 911 saying, I'm really pissed because I can't get off in Chattanooga. It's like, they're not even hiding it. It's just like, and the left is delighted to be like, oh yeah, this, like, they're being mistreated somehow. They broke the effing law coming over here. Like, since when do we not have a little bit of shame attached to that? It's like everything else that we talk about when it comes to liberals and how they skew everything, and they've because they have control of the narrative, right? Because this is what Democrats do. They take control of that messaging and then they massage it and they make it what they want it to be. And now they created this messaging with illegal immigration where we're supposed to embrace people breaking the law. And if we don't embrace people breaking the law, then we're somehow racist.
And it's worse than that, because it's not even that we're supposed to embrace them. We're supposed to feel badly for them and then give them more free stuff. So what happened with this particular busload of people that was full leaving Texas, it ended up in New York City with 5 people, because the 911 call gets out, leftists lose their minds, because like you said, they control the messaging. And so ultimately the police come, these people are let out in Chattanooga or wherever, 5 people get to New York City. So now Chattanooga, Tennessee, congrats, because now you are going to face the reality of what it feels like to have all these invaders taking over your social systems. It's happening everywhere. And I don't understand how there isn't a lawsuit or several against the federal government for not enforcing our laws. Every time there's a crime or a murder or a drug overdose, someone should be suing the Biden administration for not protecting the border. Why is this not happening?
I don't understand it either. And people are dying all the time from these fentanyl overdoses. I mean, it's just pouring across our border. Imagine if you were a parent of one of these kids who's dead from a fentanyl overdose. I mean, I would sue. So what the hell is going on? And again, you know, you say, okay, so they've taken control of the messaging. Okay, so where are our people? Where are the Republicans on this? This is where I get so irritated, because you and I have been doing this for almost 14 years. Nothing has changed when it comes to messaging. Yeah. That's one of the things we talked about in our book, right, for a reason. We talked about the messaging and how we have to take control of the messaging, and how, you know, we have to be involved in pop culture. We have to be on the offense and not the defense when it comes to messaging. We still have not done that. We still haven't done it. We're not winning. They are still winning. The Democrats are still winning when it comes to messaging.
And it's why we get so excited about people like DeSantis who do the messaging part so well, him and his entire team. Mm-hmm. So we get super excited about that, because unfortunately it's a rarity. It's like so, like such a shiny new object when Republicans actually do the right thing that we're like, oh my God, we get so overwhelmingly excited about it.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. Because he's not afraid to say, no, CNN, you're wrong. You're full of crap. And I'm going to tell you why. He's not afraid to scrap. He's not afraid to get in there and go toe to toe with these people. And you own it. You have to own the messaging. You have to be on the offense and not the defense. We are way too polite as a party, and that has been to our detriment. And especially in cases like this, it's like, what is going on? We have all of these leaders who are silent on crap like this, and they should be using stuff like this in their campaigns. They should be using stuff like this to talk to the American people and say, this is what's going on. The only people that are talking about this crap are people at Fox. That's yeah. it. It's asinine that that's happening. I mean, the fact that I had to read about it in the New York Post. Okay, great. Well, the Post is, you know, by and large, a conservative outlet. I mean, let's get real. So, I mean, I read about it there and I'm like, okay, that should be a huge story. It should be a huge story that that somebody who broke the law is bitching about where they're being transported. I'm sorry. I don't care. I don't give two shits that you're upset, that you're like, I'm sorry, oh, wow, that you broke the law and that you expect me to pay for you as an American taxpayer who's already overburdened, by the way. And there are American veterans who are not getting what they need. And there are homeless people in this country, American homeless, who are not getting what they need. And you're bitching and moaning because you feel like you're not going to get the right bus stop because you have to meet your family. Maybe you should have thought about that before you broke the freaking law, you know?
And you know what they're going to do next? They're going to be like demanding that they're entitled and have the right to GenuCell skincare. That's what's going to happen next. Mark my words. Because it's never enough, right? It's never enough. They don't just want the $400 a night hotel rooms in New York City. They're going to demand the best skincare in the world from GenuCell.com/chicks, because that's just the kind of people that we're apparently allowing to flood our borders. They're right. going to be saying, I want skin that looks like daisies and I deserve it. And so I'll have what she's having. And then they're going to have all the orgasm sounds about GenuCell, and it's going to be mayhem and chaos.
Yes. Yes. That's what they're going to do that. This is what's going to happen.
And I don't blame them, honestly, because the most popular package from GenuCell, you guys, like, it is that good. It does make you want to make all the sounds, because it includes all the best products. It includes the XV cream, the anti-wrinkle treatment that is so soft and buttery and velvety. It includes the under eye bag, like it takes care. Their under eye stuff is freaking amazing because of the stem cell plant therapy. They've got the dark spot corrector. They've got the ultra retinol. So many of the products that are curated in that most popular package are like mind-blowingly good. And right now, not only can you get 65% off of that most popular package, you will also get a complimentary gift set when you use code chicks at GenuCell.com/chicks. I'm telling everybody that, except for the freaking illegals, because it's not yours.
Right.
You jerks.
It's not benevolence. It isn't. And so I don't understand why, you know, Republicans, why conservatives can't message that well. It's not about that. I mean, they've got us by the short hairs when it comes to this. They really do. It's like they feel as though, and they've done a great job doing it, because they've made us all look like we are just these horrible, cold-hearted, racist, awful people that don't want immigrants coming into this country. It's not about that. I mean, your parents were immigrants. And I sure as hell am glad that you're here, you know? You know, it's like, I really am. I'm glad that I'm grateful every day that your parents came to this country and that they had your sister and you, because where would I be, right? So, I mean, this is the thing. So people are grateful for immigration. People on our side are grateful for immigrants and immigration, legal immigration. And that they need to drive that home. It's just that we are, I don't know how we need to get to the point where we are just better at the messaging, and we've got to be on the offense. And I think it's because we just have a bunch of wusses in charge that are afraid to deliver that It's like they're afraid to deliver the message. They're afraid to take control of it. We need more DeSantises. We need more Kristi Noems. We need more of those people who are willing to say, no, I'm not a racist. I'm not a bigot, you know, and I believe in immigration. I just believe in legal immigration. I believe in the laws of this country. I believe in this country. And we have borders. We actually have borders. You know, a country without borders isn't a country at all. So, you know, respect that. 2 million of these people have crossed the border this year.
In 1 year.
It's insane. It
actually, you know what? It's good that you're saying that, because I've got a couple of clips from Tom Homan, who used to be at the DHS and in charge of border control. He's got just some astonishing numbers about this and just some stats. I got a couple clips of him talking about this just within the last couple days. Because again, it's not talked about enough. So thankfully, Fox has him on quite frequently to explain, listen, I was there. I know what this is about and how badly the Biden administration is failing America right now. Here is the first clip.
1,217 migrants died on U.S. soil since Joe Biden became president. And that was a number from a week ago, 1,217. And since they have several deaths every day, that is incredible. No one's talking about that. You know, he says his policies are humane. Over 1,200 migrants died on U.S. soil. Add to that over 100,000 Americans who died from fentanyl overdoses that's coming across the border. How does this administration stand up and look in a TV camera and say this border is secure when Americans are dying and a record number of migrants are dying? It doesn't make sense. It's this administration sending a false message to the American people. The truth is, this is the largest crisis I've seen in my 35 years of doing this job, and it's costing lives.
I mean, yeah. I don't know how you can get clearer than that.
Right, exactly. Well, Biden's not been to the border. He's not been there.
So neither is Kamala.
Right. And she's the border czar. Yeah. So like he's never been there. So he has no idea what's going on at the border, but yet they have control of the messaging. Again, it goes back to the messaging, right? And where the hell are all those celebrities? Where the hell is Alyssa Milano? Remember? Remember Alyssa Milano just whining, bitching, and crying when Trump was in office? Oh my God, kids in cages. Ah, kids in cages. Ah. They all like freaked out. Remember? Remember? And now it's like women and children are being trafficked in record numbers. Where the hell are the celebrities? They are all just silent, completely silent. Where's the freaking messaging on that? That's what I'd like to know. Nothing, not a zilch.
Yeah, they're silent because they're perfectly happy as long as it doesn't happen in their backyard.
Right.
Which that's Governor Abbott's entire point about sending people on buses to other places is to say, well, now it's in your yard and this is your fault. And so you're going to feel the consequences just the way that we have been for the past few years because Biden refuses to accept the fact that we do have a border. He will not secure it. He's making it 10 times worse. And so good for Abbott for like trying to send that message. I wish that these people were not just bused to New York City and to just the general area of DC, but straight to the White House, literally straight to the White House.
Yeah.
Here you go, Biden. Here's what you've created.
Or send it to Biden's beach house in Delaware, where, by the way, he's building a wall around that beach house that's costing $500,000 that's coming out of our pockets, out of our taxpayer dollars.
Even better.
Interesting how that works, right? Where walls don't work at the border. It's like he slashed that right when he got into office because Trump is a racist for wanting to build a wall at the border. But he can build a wall around his beach house because, you know, he needs to keep the riffraff away from his beach house, his precious beach house. These people are giant hypocrites. And again, that's the kind of stuff you're going to read about and it gets just pushed under the rug. You know, but can you imagine if Trump did something like that? Can you imagine if DeSantis did something like that? It would be all over the newspapers.
Yeah.
The hypocrisy would be just splashed everywhere because there's such a huge double standard. It's just like the DOJ. There's like a huge double standard in the way that they treat things. This is why we have got to pummel them with messaging. We have got to be like, you know, 50 times harder than what we do now. We just don't do it, you know, because we have like the Mitch McConnells who are turtle people,
right.
You know, that are just, they don't do a good job with this stuff. You know, they're just very complacent and they like to be comfortable and they don't like to step outside their comfort zone. We've got to have more scrappers and fighters and people who are willing to go and do the hard work for the American people. And there's not many of them. You know,
and that's why we latch onto them so the way that we do, because mm-hmm. when we see somebody being tough and strong about it, it's like, oh my God, we want so much more of that. The only thing I've ever heard from Karine Jean-Pierre or Biden about this issue, when they are pushed on it, which is rare, right? Like, it's rare for the press to say, why are you allowing 2 million people to illegally pour into our right. country? But when they do, all they ever say as their excuse is that Congress needs to do more immigration reform, which is such bullshit. All they have to do is enforce the freaking laws that are on the books. And if they're not able to do it because of resources, then their job is to dedicate more resources. Stop sending freaking money to Ukraine and start securing our own border instead of Ukraine's border.
Yeah, exactly.
What the hell?
Yeah, stop hiring 87,000 IRS agents and hire 87,000 more Border Patrol agents. You know, that would be a good start. I know I get really tired of people. I see people too that'll just say, you know, our border laws are antiquated. You know, it's like, really? You know, because they wouldn't.
They were working fine.
Exactly. They wouldn't be if you'd freaking enforce them. You know, have you maybe tried doing that? And then maybe they wouldn't be so antiquated. Yeah, I get a little bit leery of the people who say that.
Let's play this other clip from Tom Homan just with some stats about the just astronomical numbers, because it really is just mind-blowing. Watch this.
It's a fake news release. It's a fake story. I think they want to make Biden look like he's doing something on immigration because of the poll numbers, because of midterms. The bottom number, Katie, I got a few numbers here. Issuance of detainers by ICE for criminals down 46%. Removing criminal aliens from the country down 48%. The arrest of criminal aliens down 63%. And the Center for Immigration Studies gave a number yesterday, which is devastating. In 2020, last year under Trump, they've arrested 65,000. And these are people that are dangerous drugs, assault, sexual assault, robbery, homicide, kidnapping. They arrested 65,000 of them. Under Biden, they arrested 5,900. They're down 90%. So the arrest numbers are down 90%. You add to that, that ICE released 14,000 criminals to the street last year because they were told to by DHS. And on top of all of this, the Office of Principal Legal Advisor, the legal arm of ICE, the attorneys that prosecute deportation cases, they have literally closed thousands upon thousands of cases. Just said, no, we're not going to deport them. We're going to end the cases. And they just stopped them. So this is far from true. ICE has been decapitated. Their numbers are atrocious. They've arrested less people than I've ever seen in the history of this agency.
God. Yeah. And every single one of those arrests that they don't do, that's a face, you guys. It's a face of a person who has a crime committed against here or, you know, him or her. Think about that. That could be like your daughter getting raped. Think yep. about that. That's a person. That is a family who's affected by that. Just think about that.
Well, and it's why Tucker has been saying so often on his show recently that all Republicans have to do is drive home this problem with immigration and drive home the crime, because right. those things are related, as you clearly just heard.
Yes.
There's no coincidences here that Mm-mm. the reason for crime has a direct correlation to the number of criminals that we're allowing into the country.
Yeah.
So if we could just focus the messaging on that, Republicans would be in much better shape, but they always focus on the wrong shit.
Yeah. They do focus on the wrong shit. It's like, it's all about the messaging. They've got to get better with the messaging. I hope that they get their heads out of their butts and they start focusing on this stuff. I really do. Because I used to be like, oh, it's a shoo-in. You know, the country is a dumpster fire. It's a complete dumpster fire right now. I mean, how can we not win the midterms? How can we not win in 2024? How can we not? It's a complete dumpster. How can you look at this country and think, oh, I want the Democrats to still run it? It's like... It's like watching a company go in the toilet and being like, well, of course the CEO is going to still be in charge. No, I mean, of course that would never happen. That would never right. happen in the real world. But this is America we're talking about, where Democrats own the messaging. And you guys, oh my God, we have got to figure this out as a party. They have got to figure this out. They have got to like totally change course with the messaging. They have mm-hmm. to. Yeah.
Because I don't know. A lot of these races coming up in midterms are way too close for anybody's comfort that's on the right.
It's stupid.
So, Yeah, it's stupid, especially when it's, this is a winning message. Everyone is concerned about crime.
Right.
So just freaking focus on the reasons we have it. This is not hard.
It isn't.
And you know
hard.
What else isn't hard is the decision to get yourself a MyPillow. Hello, you should always go and check out all the new stuff at MyPillow.com/chicks because they always have humongous sales on their amazing products. And right now, the sale happens to be on the Dream Sheets, which are freaking luxurious, crazy goodness. Once you go MyPillow sheets, you are not going to want to use any other sheets. I promise you. And right now they're on mega, mega sale. Like for example, a queen set, normally around $90, less than $40 right now for a set of queen size sheets. So get them while you can. MyPillow.com/chicks. And you can use code chicks for buy one, get one offers on their pillows and on their towels, which are also amazing. MyPillow.com/chicks. I'm so excited today because we have reviews. And if we haven't reminded people in a while, that it would really help us out a lot if you could leave us a review and a comment on the Apple iTunes podcasting platform. If you like the show and want to tell us about it, we would really appreciate that. So we've got a couple today. This first one is from Panda Deb, who says 5 stars. And then she says, always 110% absolutely right. Great info and always 110% absolutely right. You rock. And then from AJ Eagle Pack, 5 stars all day. Strong conservative women who know how to break down the stories and make people laugh. And then from Harold Ann, from August 1st, it says, regarding today's podcast, August 1st, I was just wondering why someone doesn't stand up and call KJB a liar to her face. Oh my God, this girl is such a smug little piece of crap. Anyway, I would, but that's just me.
Yeah, they won't let us in the press corps room. They're not going to let us in there. It's not going to happen ever. No.
Best we can do is Peter Doocy, you guys.
Right.
It's the best we can do right now.
Right. Those are really good.
They are. So please do us a favor and leave us a review if you can on the iTunes Apple podcasting platform. Thank you so much.
I love that. That's fantastic. And you guys, make sure that you check out our website. That's where all of our stuff is. You just go there, bookmark it, and you can find everything there. All of our socials are there. Basically, our podcast is there. That's the nucleus for the chicks, and it's chicksontheright.com. So go there and go there every single day. Chock full of information. We have great writers. Mach and I write there every single day. So go there every single day, chicksontheright.com.
Every single day. And we will talk to you next week.
Yep. Bye, guys.
I know the Biden administration likes to play loosey-goosey with word definitions, but y'all, we are dealing with inflation and we are dealing with a recession. It is here and happening. So you might be worried about your finances, and rightly so.
One thing you can do to diversify is consider investing in physical gold. And we love the monthly subscription offering that Acre Gold has. Acre Gold lets you subscribe to gold bars for as little as $50 a month. You pay each month, and once your gold stash reaches the price of their gold bars, they discreetly ship Acre Gold right to your house. And just recently, Acre has introduced a new $250 a month subscription to a 10-gram gold bar.
That means you're not having to come up with a bunch of money up front. You can lay away your gold, you guys.
And Acre Gold keeps you updated on your progress every month. And then they ship out your gold once you hit the price threshold. It comes right to your doorstep and you can put it right into your safe.
It's a great hedge against inflation and just another way to diversify. Visit getacregold.com/chicks and start investing today.
That's getacregold.com/chicks.
This week on the Federalist Radio Hour.
Class is an important question when it comes to college education period, because a lot of people, they would see don't go to college and they would think, but that is your ticket into the middle class. That is your ticket to upward mobility. That is how in America you become successful. You work really hard and you get into college, and then you work hard in college and get a job.
I'm Emily Jashinsky of The Federalist. Subscribe to The Federalist on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.